the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
This show just got interesting.
You know, you should really go on this show.
I mean, what is this show?
This is a show that families enjoy.
This show does something that no show on TV does.
Ah, this show is so good!
Let's get this show on the road.
I love this show.
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to Thursday, 10-10.
10-10.
10-10. And then at 10 a.m. we'll have your Dan and Shade 10-10-10
presale.
Presale.
Right, wow. Because it's going to be from 10 to 10 on 10-10.
Exactly, 10-10.
Is the presale.
Good morning, Lauren. How are you?
Good. How are you?
A little tired.
Yeah, why is it tired?
Last minute invite to see Tom Segura on stage at the Lead Center.
Oh, I bet he was funny.
Remind me who that
he's
is?
He's a comedian.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like HBO.
I didn't even know of him. My friend Matt was like, well, no, you should come. He's friends with Bert Kreischer, who I really, really love and think that's the world of him. And then he does like a show with Joe Rogan and they do Sober October or something like that. And they challenge each other
to do
various games and learn new things. And
They're funny.
Very, very funny guy. It was a very, very good night at the Lead Center.
So yeah, he got the old tour of the university, too.
Yeah.
Played football on the field.
They had the opener, Ryan, I can't remember his last name, kick a field goal, and it looked like almost the exact same field goal our kicker kicked on past Saturday.
So nice.
Just kind of nailed it. But Jeremiah Searles was the holder for him, and he is Jeremiah is a huge fan, a Husker alum, and NFL player, and he is a huge fan as well. So he was there too, and we talked a little bit. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna go see him on Friday up in Minnesota because he's performing there again before the Huskers play Minnesota."
Oh, so Jeremiah Russell is gonna see him. Yeah. He's gonna follow him, see him twice in a week.
Probably about the same set, or sometimes that changes. It just kind of That's lightning hitting our tower.
Okay,
we're good.
Oh, what's happening?
That's what happens when the lightning hits our tower.
Yesterday. I went to pick up my daughter from daycare, and they're carrying her to me. Normally, my little 1.5-year-old Bailey is the happiest person on the planet to see dad show up at daycare. Mm-hmm. Like, hands in the air, dad, come running. I mean, it makes
my day. You're busting me out.
Makes my day. Well, yesterday I go in, they're carrying her towards me. She is like grumpy face. And I'm like, Bailey, what's wrong? This is weird. Like, she's not being all happy. They hand her to me. I'm holding her for maybe half a second. She has this little burpee thing.
Oh, no.
And the next thing I know, I've got noodles and God knows what else on my face, all down my chest. So I start backing up because I don't want her to get it on herself. So I'm holding her out. And it's just like, I'm not kidding you, an 8-foot trail of just puke
like the
down
Exorcist.
Their hallway.
Lovely.
It was terrible. So then we get home. She's obviously not feeling good. She's laying on me. After about half an hour, she like wakes up, walks over to her chair and starts pointing like she's hungry. I'm like, you're not hungry. I walk over to her. I pick her up to put her in her chair. She pukes all over my face again.
Wow.
So I think I have the plague. I might. Right now, I can't tell.
It's possible.
But it's too soon, man.
Yeah. Like I'm plagued up right now.
You're a carrier monkey right now.
I'm a bubble. Plague. I don't know. We'll see how she is this morning. So I don't know what's going on. But God, it was gross. So gross.
Like
the worst part is the people at Bubbles and Blocks. So when I picked her up, she started puking. I turned her to the side. I thought she puked over my shoulder, but it was all down my beard. I had no idea. So I'm like carrying her around. They're like, hey, are you going to clean that up? And I was like, clean what up? I was so worried about her. I looked down.
Face.
It's just like,
all over your shirt.
She just destroyed me. Destroyed me. It's brutal.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, dude, it was crazy.
Kids, they said. It'll be fun, they said.
The JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
I love my baby girl. It's okay. She's my baby girl.
Pukey puke happens.
Yeah.
We got a big show for you, including your chance at cash and concerts. $1,000 a day and Miranda Lambert tickets again today. That big show is tomorrow at PBA. We'll have your chance to win tickets with cash and concerts. We'll have your chance to win your way to Miranda as well with the show. And then Date Number Dumb's coming up at 7:20. It's a big show.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
Couple of dumb criminals for you. People breaking into homes for all sorts of reasons. Being hungry usually is not one of them.
I don't know. I feel like we've been through this a lot of times on this show. That breaking into somebody's house and making a sandwich yeah. is not as uncommon as like, one would expect.
Yeah.
We have an officers in Kentucky said that a homeowner woke up to noises coming from the kitchen and found a man standing at his counter making two mayonnaise sandwiches.
Ew, yeah. ew, ew. What?
The owner didn't know, man. He's about 6 feet tall, 220 in weight. The man asked the owner if he would clean up his mess when he left. The suspect then left the home before police arrived, leaving behind a coffee mug, loose change, and his wallet and ID.
Oh, God.
Nice. You know, why not?
I'm going to go ahead and guess that there was either a lot of alcohol
yeah.
or some other illegal substances involved in his decision to break into somebody's house to make a sandwich and then leave his ID and wallet on the counter.
It's crazy how often people do this and there are differing reasons. Did you guys hear about the dude in, I think it was Texas, that broke into a guy's house? He was stark naked. Guy comes downstairs. He's just standing in his kitchen drinking orange juice. Did you hear about this one?
No. Yeah.
Did you hear why he needed to break into the house to get orange juice?
Why?
He lived three houses down. He had broken two other previous houses looking for orange juice.
And they didn't have orange juice?
Because he just had relations with his girlfriend and was dying for some orange juice.
He was super thirsty.
And he
so
just
he decided
walked down,
to
yeah,
break into
yes,
all the houses?
Because he didn't have any orange juice. So he thought maybe one of his neighbors did.
Oh my gosh.
Like, people have the damnedest reasons for breaking into homes naked, I guess. Oddly enough, though, his is like, out of all of them we've ever heard, that's one where I'm like, okay. I mean, I don't agree with it, but I kind of understand where you're coming
no,
from. Like, this
no.
guy, though, compare the two.
The
this guy.
Sandwich or an OJ.
At least the OJ guy's like, listen, yeah. I just had this crazy romp. I mean, vitamin C deficient right now. And I need
right
orange
now.
Juice.
Yeah.
The other guy, mayo sandwich and left his stuff behind. Like, I
yeah.
can't. There's no rationalizing that.
I can't believe. Like, yeah, it's really. I mean, yes, breaking into people's houses is wrong, but a mayonnaise sandwich.
Yeah.
That's the crime here.
Oh, that he made yes. a mayonnaise sandwich.
Also,
I used to make ketchup sandwiches
break,
all the time.
If you're going to break yeah. into somebody's house and you're stealing their stuff anyway, steal something better than just bread and mayonnaise.
Right.
Put something else on that sandwich.
Make a little like grilled cheese.
Yeah, or they probably have some lunch meat or something.
I think a lot of times they're time sensitive. In these situations, there's only so long till the cops
available
are showing up,
to me.
You know?
Mayo, let's put that on a sandwich.
And you got to get a knife and yeah. all. I mean, go for something you can just pull out of the fridge and eat.
I'll get you one more here. We got to play a little from the 80s Miami Vice because this is like a Miami Vice episode. Thank goodness giant bales of cocaine float. Otherwise, three suspected drug smugglers might not be here today. These Colombian men had survived shark-infested waters in the Pacific Ocean by clinging for hours to floating bales of cocaine. The Colombian Navy said the men were suspected of smuggling 1.2 tons of cocaine
from
Tumaco in Colombia.
That's so much.
When their boat was hit by a wave and capsized. By the time the men were picked up about 30 miles from Tumaco by the Coast Guard vessel, they'd been in the water for about 7 hours.
Floating
on bales of cocaine.
Okay, question. How many days do you think it would take before they give up all hope and just dive into that stuff?
Right.
You know what I mean?
A little off the top.
Like,
you know?
Look, yeah. No, like a lot. Like, we're gonna die anyway.
Yeah.
Might as well die
or like
happy or on some other plane.
When the Coast Guard picks them up, they look down and they're like, are you on bales of cocaine? Guy looks up, nose is completely white. What? No.
No.
No. This is flour, isn't it? Oh, my.
It's
who put
sugar.
This here? Who put this here?
Confectioner sugar.
What?
Bales of confectioner sugar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally
and he's just shit. Constantly rubbing his nose. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking
you're not
about.
Guilty at all, man.
Thanks for saving me, though.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
So if you're ever in trouble, giant bales of cocaine float. That's what we're going to learn today from that. On the way, we'll get the nitty-gritty from Music City, including new Sam Hunt music. That's coming up.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning! JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the nitty-gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Well, who gets married on a Tuesday? Midland's Mark Weistrach and his fiancée Ty Haney do. They made it official during a small ceremony in Austin, Texas this week. Their families were there, and their family is about to get bigger when Ty gives birth to their first baby together next month. Midland is also back out on tour tomorrow, so that'll explain mm-hmm. the Tuesday, the midweek wedding. Mark posted a series of pictures on Instagram and captioned it, "Got hitched in a quiet little ceremony and am mighty proud and delighted." So congratulations to them.
A weekday wedding for them doesn't really matter because they don't really have weekends. I mean,
That's
Monday
true.
Monday through Sunday just has to be a blur for most artists.
That's true. I suppose when you mostly perform over the weekends, Monday, Tuesday.
Like, what are we free? Tuesday? Oh, let's do it Tuesday.
Let's get married. Sam Hunt has new music for us. He's kind of developing this once a year release a song thing. Body Like a Back Road was late December 2017.
Right.
Then Downtown's Dead was mid 2018. And now it's late 2019. And we get Kinfolks. The whole song will be out later today, but he is teasing us. We do have a sample.
You're gonna be the top words, gonna get around. They'll tell you how they thought I'd never settle down out on the porch. Ain't it funny the way things change? I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends.
Sounds like a Sam Hunt song.
Pretty much.
Probably it'll be a hit. Blanco Brown recently talked about how Tim McGraw's Don't Take the Girl was the first country song that got his attention. He listened to it when he visited relatives in rural Georgia, and he says it changed his perspective on music. That story got back to Tim, and Tim loved it. So when he heard that they were going to cross paths while they were both touring in Australia, he reached out. Next thing you know, they're recording a new version. Tim dropped the video yesterday. So here is Tim McGraw and Blanco Brown on Tim's Don't Take the Girl.
But someday you'll change your mind. And Johnny said, take me Thompson, take Tommy Thompson. Take my best friend, Bo. Take anybody that you want. As long as you don't go, take any boy in the world. Daddy, please don't take the girl.
Come on. That's pretty cool.
It's Tim. Also, I swear he said, take Emma Thompson.
It's Tommy Thompson.
I think he said Emma Thompson. You can see the whole video on the Kix Facebook page. Emma Thompson's like, what did I do?
She's had enough success. It's
This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City, brought to you by Discount City Beer and Wine. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show. Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Tell us something good on Facebook or Twitter. We'll add it to our good things every day at this time. Lauren, what's yours today?
Okay, my good thing today is a big milestone for an ex-football player who's doing awesome things. D'Angelo Williams started the D'Angelo Williams Foundation in 2015. Okay. His mom passed away of breast cancer when she was just 53 in 2014, and four of his aunts all also died of breast cancer before they were 50 years old.
Wow.
So then he started sponsoring the 53 Strong for Sandra program, which sponsors mammograms for 53 women at each of these events they do. But it's making news now because they just sponsored their 500th free mammogram for people. And he's hoping to do it, to expand this all over the country. Right now it's in Pittsburgh, Memphis, Arkansas, and Charlotte, North Carolina. And he's hoping to expand it all over the place. So that's a pretty amazing thing he's doing in memory of his mom.
That's very cool. Husker Nick, your good thing.
He was one of the people who drove the NFL. They wear pink for a month during the season to help raise money. For breast cancer awareness.
Right.
And he was like one of the people to help found that.
Makes
in the
sense.
NFL. He's such an awesome dude.
Very cool.
My good thing, super simple and short. I've told you guys about this before. But if you got little kids, there's a really fun show that's on Fox. It's called The Masked Singer. Like, I got a 6-year-old and a 1.5-year-old, and watching these two get their boogie on while they watch these masked people sing these, you know.
Well, because they wear, like, mascot masks, too, not just, like, obscure
elaborate.
Their face.
Oh,
but, like.
Yes, they're elaborate. And it's fun because, like, this year there's, like, over 60 total Grammys amongst the people who are in the masks. But then, like, they've had other people who are just regular celebrities that, you know, are on there. But
not
it's a
singers.
Really, yeah, and it's a really fun show. And I would definitely recommend it because little kids all over the place just absolutely love it. It's a fun little hour short time that you get to watch that. And Nick Cannon's hilarious.
Yeah,
so I'll throw it out there as a suggestion.
Cool. My good thing is even more free Miranda Lambert Maren Morris tickets. We'll be out today with a ticket stop at U-Stop 27th and Porter Ridge from 4 to 6 today. Coryell will be out there. with your chance to win a pair of tickets to the big show and awesome other prizes, too, from Pepsi.
And I have come to the conclusion that these are, like, the best times to win tickets.
That's a very good point, Lauren.
Because it's not as many people trying to get in. It's only the people who take the time to stop by during those hours.
Like, we've got thousands of people that listen to our station, and then, you know, like, maybe a half of that will show up at a remote. Maybe less than half of that. Probably about a fourth of that would show up at the remote. And so if you take the effort and get out there and do it, then, yeah, you got a really good chance to win on those tickets. And also some great prizes as well from Pepsi. They're going to have gas specials going on, too. It's a U-Stop 27 at the Porter Ridge, 4 o'clock today with Coryell.
Hold on. This is JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
People getting it all.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along.
Farmers know how to keep busy, whether at work or between the sheets, according to a new survey that's out.
This is so funny.
It was a company in the UK that spoke to a mix of 2,000 women and men and found that more than 33% of farmers have sex at least once a day.
Who has time for that? Is this like during harvest season?
Architects are the second most satisfied.
Yeah.
Why did you say it like that? Like, obviously, yeah. Architects.
Well, I mean, like, for a living, never mind. All the jokes that I have for this right now will get me in so much trouble.
Early. The kids aren't
so much trouble. Like, there's like a plowing fields joke I had going on. I had all sorts of
stuff. You have an architect
stuff.
Joke?
I did. I mean, like, they're obviously fantastic at coming up with ways to erect things.
Yeah.
You know, so it makes sense, I suppose.
And then hairdressers make up the top three.
That one doesn't surprise me.
What? That one does. Every hairdresser I know is constantly complaining about their knees and back from standing all day. Every hairdresser I know is constantly in pain.
I was like, that makes sense then. Mm-hmm. Gosh, see, this one too. Lots of jokes that I should not make on the air about hairdressers. And it's funny. Gosh darn it.
And what?
I'm not going to say. But, that doesn't surprise me because you get people in there to get chatty chatting. Get talking. Next thing you know, just, you know, back in the back room on that reclining chair.
You think they're specifically referring to sex with clients?
Yeah, I do. That's what I think. I do think that.
They are comfy chairs. So they say because of the physical activity in a career such as a farmer, rather than someone in an office setting, and may impact levels of fitness and energy. And so
farmers are more energetic.
Those farmers have got all that energy just riled up from working all day, and they're like, I got to get rid of this energy. I got all this extra farmer energy. You know, it's like people, there's this thing in MMA, like there's like people who they'll be fighting and they'll be like, look, he doesn't work out. He's just farmer strong. Like, you're just naturally strong for being a farmer. I think it's the same thing with dating people.
Okay.
Like, I think that's on farmersonly.com.
Farmer strong.
And I blame farmersonly.com for this. Like, they don't have journalistsonly.com,
No, they don't.
Which makes sense why journalists rate is, like, the worst as far as having knocking boots. What is it, like, once a month? Is that
A fifth of those surveys say they only have sex once a month.
Working
in journalism.
Because they're busy doing other things, like journalism.
Farmers aren't?
No, they got, like I told you, you work the field, you come back all sweaty, what happens? Walk in the door, and then there's that music again.
To be fair, this is posted by Fox. They hate journalists.
Oh,
fake news.
Just a few seconds away from this with the JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Solid joke. All right, coming up, we'll get you more cash and concerts with your chance of Miranda Lambert on the way and Dana Dumplings at 7:20.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Every day in New York City, on the Miami Police Force, in the deep south, from the sewers of Gotham, from the rooftops of Gotham, above Gotham, within
that's this Don LaFontaine, who's one of the big movie voice guys for like every movie trailer forever.
In a world that's powered by violence, it's Christmas.
In a world is a very popular phrase from him.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, Don LaFontaine. But he's the guy who always ends up in the movie trailers that you see before a movie, running down the dramatic verbiage that is the movie.
I think that if Don LaFontaine were still with us, he would be against the number of movie trailers that run before a movie now. It's totally normal to not have a movie start for half an hour after like the time.
You get all the trailers.
You get the deal for the whatever the company it is.
Yes, right.
That you're at Marcus Theaters, whatever it might be.
Right.
And then you get like 6 to 7 movie trailers. They're all like 3 to 4 minutes long.
Yeah.
It's somewhere in that neighborhood. Average. Yeah.
And then sometimes they'll throw, like with kids' movies, they'll throw in the mini movie beforehand or the cartoon.
Yeah, the short.
Yes,
Pixar
the short.
Has the shorts always.
Which I love those. But when I've already watched 25 minutes of previews, I'm not amused.
See, I hate those. I'd rather have the previews. those things drive me insane.
I love the mini movies. I love the shorts.
Martin Lewis is a reporter, and he went to the movies and said, went to a movie for an 8:45 p.m. showing, but it was 9:17 before the film actually started. And then he thinks that there should be an opportunity to give us the exact actual start time of a movie.
Like there should be like in parentheses next to a movie time.
Right.
The time when the movie will actually start. I am so 100% on board with this, particularly when you try to take kids to the movies, because there's a limited attention span, right? If you add an extra half hour without the movie into the front of that, you're in trouble before it even starts.
See, I like it because it gives me an extra 30 minutes to get a beer, and then I can drink that, and then I can go get another one. Like it is that way I can get it done before I then go to the movie. It gives me time.
But if you knew what time the movie started, you could get a beer for half price at the bar next door.
No.
Getting the $10 one in the movie theater.
Yeah, yeah. No, I support that movie theater.
I like to, I use it as a buffer, the trailer. So 20 minutes, I know I've got about 20 minutes if I'm running behind. If they
so
say
you already assume
o'clock,
you don't have to be there by when it starts.
I'm thinking, okay, it'd be about 7:20. And more often than not, I'm about right.
Yeah.
So if we're running behind trying to find parking, whatever, or I've got a teenage boy who takes forever to get anywhere.
Sure.
And so then it's like, you can kind of buff that in, and that's my buffer. I mean, and the thing about me is, like, I know most of these trailers are released on social media or YouTube the day before or day after it's been
there's
in the
zero need to see trailers in a movie theater anymore because they're everywhere. Right? I mean, they're all over online. It's not like if you don't see it before a movie, you're not going to see it.
But you said that's a necessity. You being somebody who's worked in the movie,
oh, yeah, the there's, I wasn't going to part of the, bring, I didn't want to, oh, well, the, yeah, the they deal, actually, though. They actually like certain movies, depending on who produces them or who makes the movie, they assign you, like, you have to play.
Like the studio says these.
Yeah, that's just an assignment.
You have to do X part of things, the deal. Otherwise you can't play the movie kind of a thing.
They can still tell us what time starts.
Some people like the trailer, some people don't. I mean, we just kind of, it's just a thing that's out there, and so we thought we'd ask you.
Five calls. Says it all on Kix 96.9, 466 9696.
Should they give us an actual time that the movie starts?
Now that there's half an hour of previews.
466-9696. We want to hear from you.
Should good idea, bad time? Idea.
Yeah. Exact time for the movie starting. Or are you okay with it? Because, you know, the trailers are there and you'll either watch them or you've got that 20-minute buffer. 466-9696. What do you think about exact movie times for movie trailers?
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Movie trailers. They tell you the movie starts at 7, but really it actually starts at about 7:22.
If you're lucky, like 7:32 in reality. Yeah.
It can be a very long time between the actual movie starting. Should there be a movie start time that's listed?
Like, what time are they actually going to start the movie? Right. So I don't have to pay a babysitter for an extra 45 minutes.
Yeah. iKix, what do you think?
I think they should start the movie on time. My sit there for an extra half hour.
Right, so you would rather have an actual time of the movie starting?
Yes.
I like the buffer. It gives people time to sit down before the movie starts.
So you just assume that the movie won't, just go ahead and assume the movie won't start and use it.
Right.
So you're okay with, like, you're sitting there and, like, a bunch of people are walking by and the trailer's up and you're good with that.
Right.
I don't think, because there's not the same etiquette during trailers.
You don't think?
No. It's not like the movie.
No, you can talk. You can walk and use your phone. You can do whatever.
Walk around. Yeah.
They bring you pizzas during that time at the downtown one.
Oh, if you order,
if you order a pizza, they'll bring it to you during that time.
Will they not bring it during the movie if it's not ready?
I think you have to come out and get it when your buzzer goes off.
Hi, I think it is a great idea that there are movie trailers and they don't tell you what time they start. It gives you an opportunity to get in, get everything situated, and if you don't like it, take responsibility yourself and just come 20 minutes late.
There you go.
But couldn't you get yourself in and get, like, if it's a 7 p.m. movie, couldn't you get there at 6:45?
Well, what if you got to work need more and there's time? Traffic and you got the kids wrangled and get them down there? You need a little bit.
But then wouldn't you see a later movie? Isn't that exactly the same thing?
If you go to a 9 o'clock showing, good luck getting your kids to bed. I mean, that's ridiculous.
So you need them to build you in a buffer? You can't do it yourself?
I'm just throwing out examples.
I just love the going to a movie and sitting in a packed theater and watching previews and watching the movie. I just love that.
Especially like
I love
opening
it.
Night or opening weekend of a movie because it's more exciting that way.
I will say I'm very fortunate because Carter loves it too. So he's Bailey is really just chill. So like I'm lucky. Most people I know that have kids are right with you, Lauren. Like that's such a hard deal when they all get in there and they're going nuts before the movie and keeping quiet.
Like we've already spent $1 million to be here. Yeah. You better be good.
And then they eat their candy before the movie even starts and want more. It's like golly gee, I didn't even last to the movie.
Right?
Like I totally get it. I get it.
I don't think I've ever had popcorn last to the beginning of a movie. Like that's myself.
That's why refills are there, just in case.
Then you have to leave the movie.
You just have to pick a good spot. Or just designate somebody if they're bugging you or whatever. It's like, okay, fine. You go get the popcorn. Lindsay did get another good one. Give us an actual time. Plus, don't show a short movie before a kid's movie, Incredibles 2, about a mom eating her child dumpling. Explain that to your kids.
That was a weird one. I liked it, though.
I'm eating you. You're my child. I'm going to eat you. That's lovely to
it
put on.
It wasn't literal.
You can let us know what you think on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Coming up, Dan and Bernal, play along and win your way to the movies and try to help Lexi out, too. Coming up.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9. Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Lexi met a guy on Tinder, and it's not just for a hookup. It's legit. She wants another date. Good morning, Lexi. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good.
Okay, so tell us about the guy and the date.
Okay, his name's Joe, and we met on Tinder, which, you know, I usually just use for, you know, hooking up and whatever. But, I kind of decided to take it more seriously, so I started using it to go on more dates.
Okay.
And Joe seemed pretty perfect. I mean, he actually has a good full-time job, which is a nice change of pace from the guys that I've gone out with.
Okay.
But, you know, he has his own place and his own car, and he went to college.
Wow.
So, I mean, all these things are like, wow.
Yeah. He's hitting home runs right now.
Right. Plus, on top of all that, he's really great looking and, you know, works out a lot. Which I'm happy about, posts a lot of pictures of that on Instagram and stuff. And, and then he, like, posts pictures of, like, his healthy meals, which, you know, actually look pretty good, even though I know they're really healthy, so.
Wow, he even cooks, too. That's a bonus, too.
Right.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Okay. And so, I don't know. I've been described as, a little bit wild. Maybe, but you know, like in a fun way, not like an obnoxious way, but like, I think that I am, I heard that I am, but like, even still, I think that this guy could probably, you know, still hang with that.
Okay.
Okay.
So we hit up at happy hour and I don't know, it just seemed so easy. We were just having such an amazing time, you know, talking, laughing, had some apps, had some drinks and, the drinks kind of caught up with us, and we end up going to a strip club.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, you know, why not? Yeah. So we were there for a couple of hours, and I don't know, we just had the best time. And then, you know, we Ubered out, and he dropped me off, which I thought was really sweet. I invited him back to my place, but he said he had to get up early for work, which at the time I didn't think was a blow off. I took it as, you know, he's a responsible but hardworking, gainfully employed guy, you know, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was super excited about it and, you know, and called my girlfriend and told her that I met this great guy, but
now I'm regretting telling anyone because I haven't heard from him other than a thumbs up emoji to a text I sent him.
Oh,
him for
that kind of hurts.
Oh, man. That's not fun.
I was just like, cool. So, wasn't great.
Did you guys, like, talk and get along and stuff? Because everything you've said about him are things about him. You know what I mean? Like, but not what he looks like and what he does and what he, but not, like, your personalities together. Was it fun? Did you talk about things?
I thought we were having a great time. I mean, we were laughing and stuff. Truth be told, the drinks did eventually catch up, so it does get a little fuzzy.
Sure.
But, I mean, from what I can remember, it was nice. It was really nice. Surprisingly nice.
Could you have said something crazy once, as you put it, the drinks caught up to you? Or something off-putting in some way?
I mean, I'm sure there's always a possibility, but, like... Huh. I think I kept my composure enough on a first date. I mean, I don't think I would let my guard down that much. I don't think.
Okay.
But at the same time, like, if I did, it was because he was kind of giving me the okay that I could, you know? Like, it just felt so easy that I didn't have to put on, like, any kind of airs or anything, you know, to hang out with him.
Did anything while you guys were at the strip club, like, anything crazy happen in that scenario?
I think we both were like, this is crazy. We're having so much fun and laughing. And, like, I mean, it's a crazy place to go on a first date, but, like, both of us seemed kind of into it. And, like, this is a fun, crazy thing to do. And, like, what a great meet cute, you know?
We went
to a strip club on a first date. Like, how crazy is that?
Yeah, no kidding.
All right. Nothing top of my mind.
Okay.
I mean, there's many possibilities here.
Yeah. Right.
But I think we need to talk to Joe.
Okay, we'll talk to Joe. We'll give him a call for you, Lexi, and get him on the phone and try to figure out what went wrong. Maybe it's something simple. We can get you guys dinner and a movie on us, or maybe it's a little bit more complex and he is not interested, but at least you'd know why.
Okay, thanks.
More? Yep, you're just seconds away from this. From JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
All right, now it's your time to play along. You can do it in GIF form on Twitter and Facebook, KX969. What do you think went wrong on Lexi and Joe's date? I mean, beverages are flowing. They ended up at the strip club. Anything could happen. So you put up your GIFs, and whoever's got it right going to win. If nobody gets it right and you've got the funniest GIF, you're going to the movies on us. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Now it's Dustin Lynch.
Coming up on Kix 96.9.
So we're helping out Lexi today with Joe and why he is ghosting her. And they started out just having dinner and drinks led to them going to a strip club. There are a lot of guesses going for the pole and her climbing up on
quite
stage.
Quite a sentence.
And she was so sloppy drunk that she got up and did a little dance. And that threw him off.
Maybe.
Lots of guesses going toward that.
There's a lot of things that could have happened at a strip club.
Put your guess up on Facebook or Twitter in GIF form for your chance to win.
This truck.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick
in the morning
are on
Kix 96.9.
Now the conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Talking and helping out Lexi with her date with Joe. They met on Tinder, and she's used it before for a hookup date. But this time around, she felt like, Joe's the perfect package. It's more than a hookup. He's something big. And so dinner out turned into drinks. Drinks turns into deciding to go to a strip club and have more drinks and hang out there. And then afterwards, he Ubered her back, and she invited him up. He said, I'm good. Thanks. And gave her the thumbs up emoji when she asked, when she replied, hey, it was a great day.
Yeah, the thumbs up emoji. That's rough.
Yeah. There's a lot of guesses coming in involving the pool. So let's find out what really happened.
Hello?
Hey, Joe?
Yeah.
Hey, and it's Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, how you doing?
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Are you guys kidding me?
No, we are not kidding you. How are you?
Good. I mean, I knew somebody in my group of friends would be getting a call from you guys, but I didn't think it was going to be me.
Oh.
Somebody in your group of friends? What do you mean?
I mean, we all listen to your show. I think I know who you're calling about.
Okay.
So you know that we're calling about a bunch of ghosters?
I mean, that girl was crazy. Seriously.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So Lexi's.
Well, so was it not immediately clear which person in your group she was on a date with?
No, I think he's talking about the fact that they're all they all listen to the show and they're all
okay.
Single.
Okay. And then you went back. He went back to that girl. Okay.
Yeah. Somebody else.
So not that she could be calling about any member of your group.
No, but specifically he's being called out.
All right. So tell us about
that girl from the other night.
Yeah.
Something.
Okay. What happened in your mind? What happened between you and Lexi?
I mean, I can see like where she'd be a really good time, but she kind of pushed my level of comfort.
Okay.
It was like a lot.
How so?
Did she tell you guys that we went drinking and hit up a strip club?
She did.
Yeah. We did hear that, yeah.
On a first date? I mean, look, I can count on my hand how many times I've been to a strip club. Like, once when I turned 18 because I was old enough to go, and then, like, I don't know, two bachelor parties maybe, but and that's it. I'm not like a strip club guy.
Well, it's not really.
I mean, you were there too.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I went along. I can only speak to my own, you know, comfort level, but she started whipping out 20s from her purse, giving up to her, you know, she's like giving 20s to the strippers and like motorboating them.
What?
Which was like, this is the first date. This is wild.
Okay.
I mean, from what I can tell, I think she's like a regular because she did it to like 7 different women. I mean, that's like 14 different breasts. And then, you know, she would do it, and then she'd
turn around. She did say you were good at math.
His math is impeccable.
She would turn around and, like, smile, and, like, I mean, I don't even know what to do. I was dumbfounded. I was just laughing, but...
She did say she's kind of a party.
I was uncomfortable laughing. Yeah, I was laughing at her. I think maybe she thinks I was laughing with her, but I was just uncomfortable. I mean, I didn't know what to do, but just smile and clap, I guess.
Clap?
Okay.
Well,
then, so it was the strip club.
Oh, my goodness. That's so, hold on. He said how much glitter did she have on her face by the end of the night?
I bet it was up her nose.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Well, since Joe knows that
there's a lot of glitter going on.
That Lexi's
there.
On the phone with us. Lexi, how much glitter did you have up your nose?
Oh, come on. This is ridiculous. You were smiling and laughing and clapping along. You know, I thought that you were enjoying the show. I was doing it for you, and you know, some for me, but like mostly for you. And I thought you were liking it.
I will say she was just having fun. Like, you don't go to a bounce house and not jump on trampolines. Like, you know, come on.
You stare outside of it and just wave at people that are messy.
Yeah, like you get in there and have a good time. Like, I don't blame her for that.
I like that
example.
I will say,
to be fair, Joe, if you were uncomfortable with going to a strip club, you should have maybe said, let's not.
Right? I mean, the girls are hot. Strippers are hot. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Not put my face in the boobs? What? They got great boobs.
That is an option.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Come on, they were really pretty. And, you know, plus, I thought you would appreciate me being such a good tipper. I didn't think you were such a
tipper. Not where I thought that sentence was
going to
end, by the way.
Wow. That's okay. Awesome. Joe, thoughts?
I mean, I get that, you know, she's having a good time, but this is the first date. I mean, I just met this person.
Yeah.
This is a bit much. Where do we go from here?
I think you might be different people. I think you just might be on very different wavelengths.
I think so, too. Wow. Okay. Lexi, there you go. Joe's just not, I don't think he's at your level yet.
That's fine. I need someone who can hang with me anyways.
I feel like we're about to get a bunch of calls from
and emails and messages like on social media.
Lexi, did he at least look at you and go, Lexi, you motorboating son of a bee, like off of Wedding Crashers?
What?
Like, that had to have happened, right?
Was that?
No, not that I can remember.
Gosh, dang
it. That should have been like, my first inkling.
There is only a few moments in your life you'll ever have a chance to really quote that scene from that movie.
Right.
And you missed it. That makes me so mad.
You can't miss a good movie quote opportunity.
That also is probably another reason why they're not good together, because you miss that opportunity.
Lexi, seriously, how long did it take to get all the glitter off your face?
It's probably in your ears.
It was places where I did not know that it could go.
I mean, that's true.
I did not know how committed to the bit I was.
That's all right.
Until
hey,
I found
man.
It in all kinds of places.
Right.
Well, you're just having fun. And by the way, I mean, this is not his cup of tea. I'm not going to criticize him for that. You guys just don't, like Lauren said, you guys just not might so, not
different
be...
people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Different strokes for different folks.
Well, Joe, thanks for taking our call. We appreciate you.
I sure do have
it. And for you and your friends listening to the show, it's really awesome.
The show.
And then, Lexi, you know what? There you go. At least we got you the information you needed to know about Joe. And I'm sure if you'd like me to, we are going to get all kinds of potential suitors for you that will be messaging our social media pages and whatnot. If you'd like me to pass on your number, or at least pass on the information. I'll do that. I'll pass the information
to
you.
We'll give you their numbers. You decide.
Sorry.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
To assure, we don't ever give out phone numbers of people who trust us on Date 'Em or Dump 'Em.
We send it to you guys. That's right. Okay. Well, thanks. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
The reason I asked her that, we were down on Bourbon Street, and I had a buddy who spent, I think, like 6 hours in a strip club, dance club.
That's a long time.
Do beers are a dollar, guys. Everywhere else on Bourbon Street, they're like $12.
Sure.
And so he's in there. So we go to leave, and he was wearing these shorts that were like white shorts. And it was obvious he had purchased a few dances because strippers, most people don't know, are exotic dancers. I'm sorry. They put makeup all over, not just on their face, like you to make sure you're bronzed up and everything.
Right.
He had glitter.
You probably had bronzer.
And like bronzer and caked all over the front of his. I was like, what is.
Wow.
You need to change right now. We were still going to go out for like 3 more hours.
That is embarrassing.
Right. I'm like, good Lord.
You can find you a jeans store.
I know.
Some different pants.
A jeans store?
Yeah. Like the stores with only jeans.
Right.
Clothing.
You need our help. And any dating issues you have, direct message us, Facebook or Twitter, KX969 with Date 'Em or Dump 'Em.
I got
him. Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
KX96.9.
We got done with Date 'Em or Dump 'Em and Lexi taking her date to the strip club. That sounds like a wonderful first date.
We just got a tweet. Gotta love a classic JP. What?
That's just my response to a lot of what happens on Date 'Em or Dump 'Em.
Yes, I was going to say that is a Date 'Em or Dump 'Em classic, is the JP.
Classic clip.
What?
So I thought we'd throw it out there and give you an opportunity to win Miranda Lambert tickets with a couple conversations we have here. The first one is the strangest place you went on a first date.
Ooh, I like that. I mean, like she said, maybe it's a meet cute.
Right. What's a strange place you went on a date?
Oh, it wasn't a date, but like the first time I ever hung out with Paul, now my husband, was at Chuck E. Cheese. we were in a show together, and they decided it would be a fun place to have like a party for adults.
Right.
And so we all went to Chuck E. Cheese, and that was the first time Paul and I ever really hung out. Okay. We played a lot of skee ball and air hockey.
466-9696. Strangest place you went on a date.
Get your call. Really a first date. I like it.
First date for sure. But any date. Just a strange place you went on a date. 466-9696. We'll talk to Alyssa coming up first and get you in here as well from Miranda Lambert tickets. It's Kix. Strange place for a first date. Lexi's date was at a strip club. You can let us know yours on
Amy
Facebook or
wants,
Twitter as well, KX969.
Amy said she once helped a guy move on their first date.
What? Really?
Like, that's let's hang out, but also free labor. Let's go. Could you move some boxes down to the truck while we're chatting about this?
Hi, Kix. Where was the strange place for a date for you?
Oh, in a tractor in a field.
Tractor in a field?
How did that end up happening?
Well, when you start dating when it's harvest, that's how it goes.
Oh, one of those. We can either go out in a tractor or we could do this in about 4 months.
Remember, we just had a bit earlier that farmers get busy more than anybody else.
True. That's true.
In the entire world.
And they also, with the technology that's out there now, they have like DVD players and stereo systems and whatever in these tractors. So you can do a lot of entertaining, I'm sure, in a tractor.
Eric says, I was on call on a date night and got a call 2 hours away just a minute before the food came out. So we took the food to go and ate and watched Netflix in the service truck on the way to the call.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. Strange place for a date.
Crystal says, he took me to the junkyard. I married him.
Wow.
Nice.
Interesting. We'll get your calls coming up. That's Brett Eldridge. It's Kix.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Strange places for a date. As we dealt with Lexi taking her date to a strip club, and we wanted to hear from you. We've already heard tractor in a field. We've had other various ones. What do you got?
Greg says, I found out that a hayride is actually super awkward for a first date. Both of us freezing, but too soon to snuggle. So you just have to, like, bounce on this hayride, freezing, clutching yourself, like, arms around yourself and not touching each other because it's too soon.
That's too funny.
I can see that.
Strange date, Heidi?
Okay, so this time in high school, I got invited to Valentino's, thinking it would be a great first date. So I got there and his whole family was there.
What?
Wow, nope.
Yeah.
For a first date?
Yeah, and I had no idea.
Oh my gosh.
That's uncomfortable. Yeah, it was really weird.
She said there was a second date. Family came on that one too.
Oh boy.
Hi, Sarah. Strange place for a date.
Okay, so it was my first date with this guy, and he took me to some, like, hole-in-the-wall diner in Kansas. Like, it was quite a while for the drive, and I was like, where the heck are you taking me?
Right.
So he took me to Marysville, Kansas at this hole-in-the-wall diner. And so that part was strange, but it even got stranger because his cousin was, like, the cook, and the cook and then the only waiter that was in the place came and, like, sat at the same booth as us.
What?
And just started, like, talking. Yeah. It was the most awkward thing. Like, I've never met this guy that I was on a date with. Like, it was our first date. And they just came and sat in the booth with us. And it was the most awkward thing ever.
When he was driving you hours and hours away, did you assume he was going to kill you and dump the body?
Yeah.
Oh, I constantly was like, where are you taking me? Like,
I'd be worried about that the entire time, too.
And also, if someone drives hours away for a date, don't you think it's going to be something awesome at the other side?
You'd hope.
Not just like a restaurant.
Right. You went where for your first date, Beck?
I went to a cemetery.
Why?
Yeah.
So we were supposed to go to dinner, and it was like kind of late. And the guy's like, hold on, I want to take you somewhere. And he took me to a cemetery so that he could catch Pokemon from Pokemon Go.
Oh, my gosh.
It was absolutely horrible. I'm like, it's late and it's scary and I would rather do anything except for catch Pokemon.
Right.
I thought you were going to say, like, you were both into ghost hunting and scary stories and decided, no.
No, like, that would have been cool. Right. Like, I just was wanting to eat, like, nachos. And here we are.
And you're stuck in a cemetery.
Yep, nope, not awesome. Hold on, I have to pull over and catch Pokemon. Unless you're both into that, that's maybe not. Maybe not so much.
Your date. Some ideas of what not to do on your date.
Next with the Jay Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Coming up, we'll get you another Cash and Concerts keyword for your chance to win $1,000 in Miranda Lambert tickets. And another chance for you to win Miranda Lambert tickets with a conversation that's already underway on Facebook and Twitter. KX969 brought to you by Max Muscle.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Evil! My boyfriend!
So this is super weird. I think producer Liz needs to come in here because she's got an example as well for us in this segment.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, we were working on parts of this show, and she wrote down ASMR boyfriend onto a piece of paper, and I'm like, what the hell are you writing about?
Explain yourself, producer Liz.
Yeah, it's this YouTuber who, by the way, is 17 years old.
He's 17.
Okay. Lives with his parents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes thousands of dollars a month. Making these ASMR videos, which if you've never heard them, are you going to...
Yeah, I've got a little bit of it here, right here. He's going to tuck you in at night.
Because I wanted to let you borrow mine to help you sleep.
Borrow her blanket.
You can decide if you want to get your own. Tell me if you like it. Yeah, I was actually really interested in this blanket. I was looking online, and it's very interesting. They actually formulated...
He spent 22 minutes talking about this blanket and tucking her in.
Oh, my.
In the role play that he's doing on YouTube.
It's totally clean.
Yes. Yes.
It's
yeah,
a honey.
Yeah. No, he's legit.
That's why he's gotten famous, because a lot of these, like, I don't like them. If anything, they make me belly laugh because they're so uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, a lot of these venture creepy into the, like, and now I'm going to kiss you. And they get, like, really weird. That's and so his really whole thing awkward. Is that he's 17 and they're all clean and his mom watches all of them.
To but make sure he's...
Oh, my.
He's become so popular because apparently young women like to watch these videos because they help them fall asleep.
And they feel comfortable.
Right. It's like having a boyfriend there, but, like, without the, like, hot and sweaty person that's taking
without
all the
covers.
Without
having to deal with another person.
Right, wow, yeah. Because right. Then you can
that's
just
part about
shut
it.
Your laptop and enjoy your evening.
And go to bed.
Yeah. So basically, it's like having the boyfriend experience without having to deal with a boyfriend.
That's so funny.
But this kid makes a lot of money.
A lot of money. Well, like the boyfriend tucking you in, it was sponsored by a weighted blanket. And then he was also like, look, I have my caffeinated drink to drink while I'm tucking you in so I can stay awake and protect you. And then he's like...
Like sipping on it. Yes, it's that whole weird
ASMR thing. And I was in here in the studio watching his videos yesterday, belly laughing because they are so weird.
And he revealed he gets $3 per 1,000 views, and he's got millions and millions and millions. So he's making tons and tons of money off of literally whispering about whatever.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Helping people go to
sleep. JP, you should start making these same videos. Like you like whispering to tuck someone in. Okay. Or you should try it.
Liz, would you help me with that?
No.
Like you can have one. Like
I'll cut the winnings with you. I'll cut
the winnings.
JP's would be so creepy. He'd be like, I'm going to do your laundry for you. Hey. Could you pass me your underwear?
You just lay there. Cuddle up with my teddy bear right here.
Oh, God.
See, that's what's so weird about these two is that they're very close. Like, they're filmed very close. So he's making direct eye contact very close to the camera.
Get away with it.
Yeah.
But it's still, like, I had to look away. I was like,
JP, everything's kind of creepy when whispered.
Dude, you should totally do this. Like, you could lean in and, like, I'm going to totally tuck you under that blanket. But I gotta poop first.
Oh,
so I'll be right back when I get back.
We were talking about this is one of those like, what are the parts of a relationship you wish you could have? Keeping it clean,
right?
Without actually having to deal with another person.
Oh my!
Like, wouldn't it be nice to not have to do half the chores in your house,
right?
Or but also not have to deal with another person?
Someone to take your dog out. Someone to take you out to dinner and tell you you're pretty, and then leave you alone.
So let's talk to you guys about this.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter, KX969. What part of a relationship would you take and leave the rest? Already Ashley says, I'll take warming the car in the morning, a back rub and cuddles, and then I'm calling it good. Morgan Wallen, 12 in a row, Kix 96.9 with JP Lauren and Husker Nick. Why are you laughing? Are you watching these videos?
Because now I'm watching these videos. There's the one where he takes care of ASMR boyfriend, takes care of you while you're sick. And they do the whole, like, he turns his light on and rolls over towards the camera and is like, hey, babe, is something wrong? Do you not feel well? What can I get you? And it's so weird.
I feel so bad for these, like, young ladies as they grow up thinking this is what it's going to be like when they actually do have boyfriends and are married. Like, you know, hey, sweetie, how's it going? I hope you're feeling better today.
What?
Yeah, exactly. 100%. 100%. And honestly, it's, hey, go in the kitchen and get me. I need some water. I don't feel good. Really? Really? Right. I'm trying to sleep. I don't feel good. Come on.
Can you maybe stop moving so much? Exactly. Well, I don't feel good.
Over?
Yeah.
Your feet are cold.
I'm sorry. I weigh more than you. Like, you know, if these were realistic, that's what they would be.
Someone to open jars for you.
That's how we would do for people who are recently divorced but missed being married. We would make them our own ASMR ones.
Get your feet off of me.
Good Lord, have you showered today? What's wrong with you?
But you have to whisper.
Yeah.
You gotta whisper.
Have you showered today?
Can you please take your dog outside?
Get your feet off my legs. They're cold.
Your dog is licking himself again, and it's shaking the whole bed.
Yeah.
Can you please take him outside?
And then the now not married person would be like, close the thing and go to sleep. That's perfect.
Outstanding.
We might have just become millionaires
Did we?
We might have. We might have. We could totally make this channel. Holy cow. Funny.
Oh, look. There's no toilet paper. Yeah. I wonder who forgot to chase the toilet paper. Who else in this house would use the rest of the toilet paper and not put a new one in?
So we'll take your suggestions on those
videos. ASMR divorce.
Yeah. ASMR divorce. That's really funny.
In case you forgot what it was like to be married.
It's a good reminder. And you can let us know as well what part of relationships you would take and leave the rest on Facebook or Twitter at KX969. The Nitty Gritty for Music City coming up in just a bit. Here's Chris Jansen.
I ain't watching TV today. I don't know what it is, but I need that one thing. Yeah, you got that one.
actually have two big things for you for today.
Okay.
The first is the Dan and Shay Kicks pre-sale. It's a pre-sale to the sale.
That would be a pre-sale.
And so you
it's pre the sale.
Get our special Kicks code that we have for you. It's on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. I can't tell you. It's going to be on there coming up a little before 10 a.m. when tickets go on sale.
And pre-sale. Then you will be able to buy tickets for the pre-sale from 10 to 10 because today is 10-10.
Exactly. 10-10 from 10 to 10 for Dan and Shay and their big show at the CHI Health Center, where you can also get your flu shot and then stick around for Dan and Shay. I don't think they're really doing that.
No, you really can't get your flu shot at
They really just need to do that. I don't think it would.
Like a minute clinic, one of those deals.
Exactly. At the CHI Health Center, you're coming for a show. The other one is a chance to win more Miranda Lambert tickets. We've got a lot of them for you, and we want you to go see Miranda Lambert, Maren Morris, Tennille Towns, and Pistol Annie.
Tomorrow
night at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Go today from 4 to 6. Coryell's going to be at the U-Stop at 27th and Porter Ridge. Probably just getting snacks and stuff, but she'll also be there to give you a chance at Miranda Lambert tickets. Gas specials, like 5 cents off per gallon.
Oh, gas specials, not just we'll give you gas.
Well,
we'll give you snacks and gas.
If she does get the burrito that she likes to get every once in a while, there's a possibility that could be happening.
It also, it depends on which snacks you get. Right.
So Miranda Lambert tickets for free with Coryell. Again, U-Stop at 27th of Porter Ridge, starting at 4 o'clock today.